before we begin to say prayer, Pincus over here has a, like in terms of tefillah, he has a pre-hakadamah, in which he points out that it could very well be that people would open the book because they already went charmed with tefillah. One has to realize that there are three basic differences between this book on Shabbos and charmed with tefillah. One is that charmed with tefillah is shavah b'chol nefesh. It's irrelevant to a year in Karatraga, you're in Rashis, you're in Karambi Avnagi. Anyone can learn charmed with tefillah. Even Goyim can learn charmed with tefillah. Goyim also daven. But Shabbos is Raza of the Shabbos. Shabbos is something which is much, much deeper, and so one has to realize that it's going to require a little more concentration. He's, of course, speaking about in terms of when it's taught properly. By me, it's the same thing. It's all taught. But, you know, but in terms of the reality of Shabbos, you know, if you're talking about the world of Torah Sasod from its very beginning. Secondly, as opposed to charmed tefillah, you can sort of pick up anywhere. There are many lashanas of tefillah. Each of them has its own unique lashon, bitzur and tzaka, and rina, v'chule. Each of them stands on its own. Here, there is a ma'arechet that has to be built from the foundations up through the upper stories, and so it should be viewed as that which has a sense of continuity, start at the beginning and then goes, and then take it piece by piece. And thirdly, he suggests that when if you learn in bite-sized pieces, to be able to think about that which we already did, because otherwise, just, you know, one tends to lose the details, and the details over here are very, very special. Okay. Before moving into the Hakdamah, I just wanted to share with you something that I thought of when I was sitting this year in my sukkah on Shabbos Chol HaMoed, and that is that everyone asks the question, why in Sefer Vayikra, in Parshas Emor, we have the Parsha the Mo'ados, where we read on Sukkot, the beginning, where you go through all of the Chagim in chronological order from Pesach all the way through Sukkot and Shmini Atzeres. Why over there is introduced with Shabbos? Ela Moadei Hashem Ashdekru Asa Mikroi Kodesh. Ela Hein Moadai. There are festivals. Sheishes Yimim Teyasem Alachal V'Yom Hashvii Tishvot. Shabbos isn't a festival. Shabbos is Shabbos. It's a different world. The Karbonos of Shabbos are totally different than the Karbonos of all of the Yomim Tovim. Why should Shabbos be there? So everyone knows there's a famous Gra that says that the festivals can be divided between six and one. There are six festivals where you have a Heter Melechas Ochol Nefesh, Sheshi Simim Teyaseh Melacha, and Yom HaShvi and Yom Kippur, that's unique. Namely that over there, Shabbos doesn't mean Shabbos. Shabbos isn't mentioned per se. It simply gives us an overview of the seven festivals. Shabbos isn't mentioned. But I was thinking that really, Shabbos is like a diamond. Shabbos has hafach v'chvod the kulava, that basically every one of the Yomim Tovim simply picks out one of the themes of Shabbos. All of the themes of Yomim Tovim are found in Shabbos. Pesach, Zecher, Yetzias Mitzrayim is already found in Shabbos in the Aseret Hadibros. Then you move over to Shavuos in terms of Matan Torah, Yismach Moshe Menaskalko, the Torah was given on Shabbos. Then you continue around the cycle of the year, you get to Rosh Hashanah, Yismachu b'Malchus, the whole concept of Rosh Hashanah is Malchus, and Malchus is special in terms of Shabbos, the whole name of the Sefer, Shabbos Malchus. Then move over to Yom Kippur, where we have Kapara, so someone when Damas Nusach Sfardin says, Gavna, so call Marin Bishin, that all of the Mazikin are quieted on Shabbos. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu starts us off all over without Averus on Shabbos. And then you move over into Sukkot, Sufros Venus Sukkot Shalomecha, there we have a unique Shmira on Shabbos. And then you move into Shmini Atzeres, Kula Nusachdin, Beraza De'echa, Shmini Atzeres brings everyone together, it's the Asifa Mikol HaMachanos, the Hag Asif, that's also on Shabbos. But that just raises the question, so then what is Shabbos? Anyway, what of all of these themes would be the essence of Shabbos? That's what Rav Pincus wants to relate to. What exactly is Shabbos? So we know that Shabbos is already from pre-creation. was Mevarech Shabbos. But what is its in uniqueness? And we find that nowadays that people don't relate to Shabbos in the same time that they relate to all the living Tovim. Every Yantif, there's a Hachan. I know it's Torel HaSeder. Tremendous Hachanas for Siddur, to sit at the night of the Seder. for Shavuos in the yeshiva world. If you remember your days in Eretz Yisrael, here it's already final. But if you remember your days in Eretz Yisrael, weeks before Shavuos, you're already counting Sfira and you have all the Shmuzim. And then there's electricity in the air and all night long, and what's going to be your din on for the whole year in terms of your learning, in terms of how serious you learn, Kavachomer, when you move into Yomim Noroyim. But we don't have any of that for Shabbos, and the question is, what went wrong? Because after all, the Gemara tells us that Shabbos is Shekula Keneged Kol HaMitzvos. That's, we don't find that Pesach is Shekula Keneged Kol HaMitzvos. We don't find that Sukkot is Shekula Keneged Kol HaMitzvos. Here we have this mitzvah of Shabbos, and somehow it's Yom Chemdasa. It's the day that HaKadosh Baruch Hu views as his most beloved day. So, in order to be able to understand Shabbos, one has to realize that what's the problem? The problem is that we don't understand what's the uniqueness of Shvita. What does it mean to speak that HaKadosh Baruch Hu rested on Shabbos? Why in the world should HaKadosh Baruch Hu rest? Why HaKadosh Baruch Hu needs to rest, and what? And the Chora, if the whole concept of Shabbos is Zecher, the Ma'aseh Bereishit, so we should do Malacha to remember how HaKadosh Baruch Hu built the world in 6 days. It's just very, very strange to us, in which the Zecher, in order to sit at a Seder, we understand. Sit and learn all night, we understand. To blow a shofar, we can understand. But Shabbos, not doing malacha, being passive on Shabbos, what does all of that mean? So that's over here what the whole purpose of the Kuntras is, and what Rav Pinchas wants to start off with, and when I'm reading over here, I'm Daf Gimel, to come to the mahut of Shabbos, to try and define the essence of Shabbos. Again, all the Chagim, this is Zman Cheruseinu, and this is Zman Simchaseinu, and this is Zman Matan Torahseinu, and this is Yom Hadin, v'chulei, what is Shabbos? So his answer is that Shabbos is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's day. It doesn't really relate to us at all. Shabbos is the day of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in which everything but HaKadosh Baruch Hu is silent. That's Shemitah. The whole world grinds to a stop. Anything that was created is Shovet, and that which is left is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ein od milvado. It's that during the course of the week, with everything moving, with all the malacha going, one can't hear the bottom line. One can't see the bottom line. One can't feel that which brings, that which is underneath everything. So it's really that, not that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the gift of Shabbos because, in other words, he wants us to be dovek to him. But the other way around, that once Shabbos exists in the world, after it exists, then it was given to Klal Yisrael as a gift purely from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, namely that it's an opportunity to recognize the essence of everything. It's the opportunity to recognize that which underlies all of existence. And this would help us understand one of the strangest aspects of Shabbos, which is the mitzvah of Onik Shabbos. That l'chora, if, in other words, we would think that if you have a day of Kedusha, a day of Tzveikus, so the more Kedusha, the more Tzveikus, the more we should take a step back from this world. Not just take a step back from doing Malacha, take a step back like on Yom Kippur, to be like Malachim. That if we want to link into a Kadosh Baruch Hu, we should try and link into him on the highest level, which is putting our soul above our body. Why in the world, it's here in the yeshiva, ready to get even shalom on Thursday night, in other words, we're getting into the Toamecha Chaim Zachu, to be Toi Ma'achal Shabbos already from beforehand. What is this inyan of Onik Shabbos if the whole concept of Shabbos is one of Kedusha? So Rav Pinchas gives the following example. Let's say that Rav Shechter, Shlita, were to invite you to his home. You would come to his home, and Rav Shechter says, I would like you to sit and have lunch with me. So you're going to say to Rav Shechter, Rav Shechter, you're such a great Talmud Chacham, I really feel that I can't eat lunch with you, that I just want to bask in your presence and listen to your Torah. I don't want to eat lunch with you. In other words, so Rav Shechter, you don't eat lunch with me. I'm inviting you for lunch. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this is his day. He's inviting us for lunch. This is his rutzah. What on Shabbos means that everything that we want is totally batel to the rutzah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We might think that the way of linking with HaKadosh Baruch Hu is fasting. We might think that the way of linking with HaKadosh Baruch Hu is staying up for 24 hours. We might think that the way of linking with HaKadosh Baruch Hu is separating from our wife. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, no, that's not my rutzah. My rutzah is that you eat. My rutzah is that you be with your wives. My rutzah, this is my rutzah. Shabbos is the day of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's rutzah. It's not our day of Kedusha, it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's day. And mitzad HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this is what he wants. And on Shabbos, what we try to do is, just as the entire world becomes batal to HaKadosh Baruch Hu via the Shlita, we try and become batal to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in terms of what his Ratzon is. Now you can say, well, isn't every mitzvah being batal to the Ratzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Isn't eating matzah on Pesach being brought to the mitzvah to the Ratzon HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Isn't fasting and kippur being brought to the Ratzon HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Every mitzvah is being brought to the Ratzon HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But here, we're saying that there's a difference between mitzvahs and Shabbos. Shabbos, as the day of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is the day of Kabbalas Pnei HaShchinah. It's not just a question of a ma'aseh mitzvah. The only thing we can compare Shabbos to would be the mitzvah of Aliyah LaRegel during the time of the Beis HaMikdash. That when one was Olah LaRegel, one would feel oneself in the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu totally. One would feel surrounded by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. One would feel the palpable Shechina. Now we don't have a Mikdash, so Shabbos is that which is left of us of Kabbalas Pnei HaShechina. It's the equivalent of Mikdash. Kipshuta. That's how Rav Pinkus wants to understand the concept of Shabbos. The difference that we have over here between Shabbos and the Beis HaMikdash is that we find that when Shlomo HaMelech built the Beis HaMikdash, that we have an entire parak in Sefer Malachim, Parak Ches, in which he describes point by point what is unique about the Beis HaMikdash. That whenever there's going to be a famine in the land, whenever there is going to be a plague in the land, whenever an individual is going to have a problem, whenever a goy is going to have a problem, he's going to go to the Beis HaMikdash, this is the Makom Tefillah, and Shlomo HaMelech explains to Klal Yisrael, whenever you'll have someone who's taken into captivity, whenever you go into battle, whenever you do this, whenever you do that, then the Beis HaMikdash will be your center. There was a place that you would go to if you wanted to relate to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But now that we don't have that place, that which is left is Shabbos. Shabbos is, in time, that which the Beis HaMikdash was in terms of place. Just as we had a concept of Asara Kedushos, that there are different levels of Kedusha, and the highest level of Kedusha is the Beis HaMikdash, the Kodesh Kodashim. So also in terms of time, there are worlds of Kedusha. Yamim Tovim have a Darga of Kedusha, but the highest level of Kedusha, the Kabbalah Spnei HaShechinah, that would be the equivalent of the Kodesh Kodashim, that would be Shabbos. And here, Rav Pinkus built his thesis on a Medrash of Shmos Rabbah, Perek Kaftes Siftes. Kishanosan HaKadosh Baruch Hu Es HaTorah. This is what Chazal tells us in Shmos Rabbah. Sipor lo tzavach, of lo parach. There was no chirping of birds. There was no flying of fowl. Shor lo ga'ah, no ox let forth a moo. Ofanim lo afu, the angels ceased to fly. Srafim lo amru kadosh, the angels ceased to say their shira. Hayam lo nizdaza'a, all of a sudden all of the oceans became calm. Habriot lo dibru, there was silence in the entire world. Ha'olam shatak umacharish, and then yatsa kol anochi Hashem Elokecha. Now you realize it wasn't that HaKadosh Baruch Hu needed the silence of the world to begin to talk so people would listen to him. It's not like someone gets up in the Beis Medrash and shh, right, in order that people be able to hear it. Pum pum fakir. The moment that everything ceased, then the Mela, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, came through. Namely, that which is hidden under everything, that which is the core of existence, the foundation of existence, which normally cannot be seen because of all of the motion and all of the commotion and all of the movement, the moment everything ceases, that is Anochi Hashem Elokecha. That is what remains. All of the mechitzot, all of the walls between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu at that moment fell down, and then the Mela one saw the truth, that which underlies everything, Anochi Hashem Elokecha. That's the concept of Shemitah. That on Shabbos we try to recreate that Ma'amad Har Sinai, we try to recreate that Kabbalas Pnei HaShchina, that Gilui Shchina, that was when everything ceased in reality, and then one saw that basically Ein Od Milvado. And that's the concept of Shabbat. Shabbat from Lashon of Shvita, everything that would hide HaKadosh Baruch Hu, everything that would cover HaKadosh Baruch Hu, everything that would serve as a divide, as a curtain, as a wall between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, would fall off in order to allow us to be mekabel pnei hashchina. That's what it means in the Zohar. There's a well-known Zohar that Shabbos Shemo Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because Shabbos is really the uncovering of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in the world. And that's what we find in Torah Sanigla, that when one is Machalol Shabbos, he gets Skila Ki Oved Avodah Zarah. Machalol Shabbos Farhesia has the status of an Oved Avodah Zarah, because Shabbos is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Anyone who is Machalol Shabbos basically denies that which underlies all of existence. Shabbos is the day in which HaKadosh Baruch Hu allows himself to be revealed. This is the core of the Sefer. This is the essence of the Sefer. And this is, of course, the Raza, the Shabbos. And the Gemara uses the terminology that Shabbos is the Matana de lo avida li gluya. Shabbos is the Matana which is always going to remain hidden by the nature of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So at this point within the Sefer, if you're following along, so Rav Pinkus says, who am I to talk about Shabbos? On the other hand, if I don't talk about it, who's going to talk about it? And so he points out that the first topic he's going to discuss is that of Malchus, is that of Shabbos Malchut, Yismuchu b'Malchuscha. What over here is the uniqueness, which we pointed out as a theme of Rosh Hashanah? How does this fit in with the Hashras, Tenei Hashchina? How does this fit in with the world of Shemitah? So that will begin with Lineda next week, just so we should think this Shabbos in terms of the Kabbalas Pnei HaShchina, in terms of the Shvisa, in terms of the Gilui Shchina. And next week we'll try and move into the world of Malchus. Okay? So 10:45 to 11, by the time we begin and we end.